Everybody agrees you only have to make a bracha rishayna, and no matter how much you smell, there's no bracha acharina. All right, we'll stop here. Yeah, Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph, on top of the Mishnah, says here, Tinoikois Sheviu Shtei Cyrus, a girl that she's 12 years old and she brought two Cyrus, means two by Oysim Mokam, by the Mokam Erva, two hairs grow there. So that's called the Gedoyla. You have a choice if the husband died and there's a brother alive. So the Yavim could either make chalitza or make yibum. She's called the Gedoyla. And the chayevus b'chol mitzvah samur pater. Now this girl is chayev in all mitzvahs since she has stay Cyrus. The chayin the same halacha tinit. Same thing by a boy. Shehevi stay Cyrus. That again, he has to be at least 13 years old in one day. And then if he has two hairs, so also that's called a godol. And then he's chayiv b'chol mitzvah samur pateira. V'royu lios ben sarah meira. At that age, after he's 13 with two sarahs, that's the time that he could become a ben sarah meira if he rebels against his parents. He says he's fit to be a ben sarah meira. Mishiyaviyu shtei sarahs, when he brings two hairs there, ad sheyakiv zokav atachtoin. Until how long can he become a ben sarah meira? Not too long. Till it takes the long that a hair on the bottom grows longer. A chiyakiv means it goes longer. Zogna the bottom hair there by mokem erva. For loy elyon, even though it says loshen of zokin, it says a chiyakiv zokin. So it means that tachtem loy elyon, the bottom one by the mokem erva, and not the top beard. The reason why it says loshen chiyakiv zokin is a nice loshen. The really does not mean what grows on the face, but mean what the hair that grows b'yosem mokem erva. So that's the time he could become a ben sarah meira. Like Rashi says, "Mishivu shtei Cyrus ad sheyakiv zokiv, avokoydim bei Cyrus la baroinchinu." Before he has to wear it's not a baroinchin, he can't become a ben sarah meira. And then mishiyakiv zokiv, when the hair grows longer already, then royal oil is worth to have children. Rachmano am ben, and we dashin v'loy haroyul liyos av, not a person that could become a father. So it's interesting that Ben Sarah Meira could only be during the short period of time between his age of having two Cyrus until it takes him to grow the hair a little bit longer. So Yaakov means like it forms like a circle that goes around there. Right. Elish Chedibi Yavlash Nakiya. Tinoikois, a girl, Sheviyash Tei Cyrus, when she brings two hairs, Ein Yechelu Lemoyin. That's called the Gedela, and then she can't make Miyun. Miyun means, let's say, her father did not marry her off, her father died, and when she was a katana, and her mother married her off. So it's only Kedushin Midrabbanan. So lochur is, she doesn't have to have a get, she could just say, like, rebel against husband, say goodbye, in front of two eidim and make Miyun. But once she becomes a gedola, then she can't make Miyun anymore. Then she'll have to receive a get. Reb Yehudu Aimer, at Sheyaber HaShachar, he holds it's not enough, just the fact she becomes a gedola, that she has two hairs, but still she can make miyun until, like, there's a lot of black hair there. Ashiyah Bashach has a lot of black hair. At that age, then she can't make miyun anymore. Now the Gemara says, V'chiv in the Tanan, since the Mishnah says, Chayev especho mitzvah samur spatayron, it says that this girl, once she becomes 12 years old and 2 hairs, she's chayev in all mitzvahs, so then, why does the Mishnah have to say especially these two mitzvahs, like they can make chalitz or yibum, chrub shita? Samur says, yes, lafukum Reb Yosi. Come and teach you, not like Reb Yosi. The yom that he holds, ish kosapapash. It says the word ish. Avol isho ben gedola ben katana. Reb Yosi says that a girl, even a katana, you can make chalitz or make yibum on. So, kamashman has to chidish for our Mishnah know that our Mishnah holds, not like Reb Yosi, but rather, the Yaisi Shtei Cyrus, when she has Shtei Cyrus, she's a Gedoyla, then she can make Chalitza. But before she has two hairs, she's not called a Gedoyla, and there's no mitzvah, you can't make Chalitza. My time, what's the reason? Isha Kish, Udashin Isha, like an Ish. V'chivon, yeah. So therefore, just like Ish has to be a Godol, so, like Rashi's Ish Ksiba Pasha, then Layach was Ish. And we hold no, there were makish isha leish. So just like ish means a godol, who then isha also has to be a gedola. If she's a katana, you can't make chalitza on her. So that's why the Mishnah says clearly that now when she's a gedolah, you can make chalitza. Now the question is, v'chivun detona v'chein hatinuk shevi beisairis. Since the Mishnah says v'chein hatinuk by a boy, it's the same halacha, that once he has two hairs, that he's a gadol. If so, then chayi b'chol ha-mitzvahs, amos patero lomboli. Why does the Mishnah have to say again that he's chayi b'chol ha-mitzvahs? Like that we understand from the Reisha. Just like by a girl, when she becomes a gedolah, she's chayi b'chol ha-mitzvahs, that she's mechuyivin. So the same thing by a boy also, when he comes by mitzvah, he's mechuyivin all the mitzvahs. Maybe you'll tell me Mishum the Kaboyla mystic, because the Mishnah in the end wants to say Veroyalias ben Saramur, wants to teach us this Kiddush, that this kid now, after he has Shnei Cyrus, he's fit to become a Ben Saramur. So Mara says, no, Tanina, this we learned already, we learned this already one time in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. So it says the Gemara in Sanhedrin over there that Amosaihu ben Saramur, when does a kid become Habaloch of a Ben Saramur? Mishayovish Tay Cyrus. From the age of the time when he has two sires, two he has grow b'yosem makam, makam erva, v'yad shiyakev zaken atachton, until on the bottom the hair grows, they come like around in a circle. And v'lo yoyu, not the top beard, but the bottom one. El shadir v'chom b'losh nekiyah, the chom say losh nekiyah, that's why he calls it a zaken. But akoponim, losh nekiyah. So the question is, what do we need our Mishnah for? We learned the Mishnah over there in Sanhedrin. Samura says, in. Hachinam is like it true that we learned this halacha over the Sanhedrin. So it's so really the Mishnah is extra. Why does they have to say v'chein tinik has said that he's chayv and kol mitzvah of a Torah? So the answer is true. El adi deporish milu detinoikus. Since the beginning of the Mishnah, it explains all the halachas about an isha that it says when she becomes a gedolah she's chayv and kol mitzvahs. It's kumeporish nami milu detinik. Therefore, it goes over and explains again what's halacha by a boy, even though really we don't need it. But he explains it over again. Since it explains it by an isha, explains it by a tinnik also. Then it says, "What tinnik is shevio?" So Mura says like this: "Omer Rabavu, Omer Rab Loza, Halacha Kreb Yehuda. We pass on like Kreb Yehuda that if Yehuda says Vilchus Miyun, that even though she becomes a gedolah, even though she has already two hairs, still she can make Miyun until the hair grows a lot. It's like a black, very black there." The Mura says like this though. But Umoyd Yehuda himself agrees Shim Nivolo Liacha Sheviyah Shtei Cyrus that Shuven Yechonu Lemoyin. Let's say though that the Isha, what happened here? She got married when she was a katana and she didn't have a father, so the Gdushin is only mid Rabbonin. So since it's only mid Rabbonin, later she can make Miyan. So Yehuda's, even though she becomes a Gedolah, still like the Gdushin is still only mid Rabbonin, therefore she can make Miyan. But let's say they live together. If you adults, if they have bia together, if she lives with a husband, after she becomes a gedolah, after she has the Shnei Cyrus, so that bia is considered like a bia l'shem kedushin, and therefore now they're considered married midiraisa, and then you can make miyun. Then she shall have to have a get. So that if you adults, you can make miyun, even after she has Shnei Cyrus, only if they didn't live together, after she became gedolah. That's what he says. But if they did live together, after she brought Shnei Cyrus, then Shuvah Nechel Lomoy, that she can't make Min anymore. And that's the story, because then the Kedushin is Midi Raisa. Smur says now, Chavru of the Rav Kano, the Chaverim, the Chabur of Rav Kano, Sovah Lemeru Uv the Kreb Yehuda. They thought to pass like Kreb Yehuda, that a girl, even though she already has Shnei Cyrus, still she can make Min, and she can say goodbye to her husband. And they thought, V'yaf Agab the Nivolo, even though she lived with the husband after she had Shnei Cyrus, still they held that bee is not being done l'shem kedushin. They hold like monashach, they got married before, so every bee they have now, they don't do it l'shem kedushin. So even though they lived together after she became gedolah, still the kedushin is only midrabbanan, and therefore you can still make miyun. That's what they thought to say. On this, Amalu Rav Kana said back to them, no. His Rav Kana said back to his friends, that wasn't the situation. It wasn't there a case that the Bita Rabbi Shmuel happens to have the case by the daughter of Rabbi Shmuel that she bought the Beis Medrash, that the daughter came to the Beis Medrash Lemoyne, she wanted to make Miyan, she wanted to say goodbye to her husband without a get, and the Gdushin first was only with Rabbanan, like only the mother married her off, but the case here was Ubuno Mukav Lak Sefer, she had a kid already. Means to say she was a gedolah already, she was over 12 years old, and she already had Shnei Cyrus. And still they wanted to let her make Miyan. V'yoyisayoyim on that day, huskru devor shav Yishmael. The Vesa mentioned, the father died already. But in that day, they remembered what her father of Yishmael said in the Beis Medrash. And therefore, Chom said like this, Ulboch said, started to cry. V'chi gedolah, a big crying. The Vesa mentioned the Beis Medrash. Omru, they said like this, that dov or shom roi said tzaddik, a halacha that her father said to Yishmael said, is he kosher bazar? Is it nice that his own daughter should make a mistake in the halacha? In other words, like, it's wrong, you can't make me in right now. Do you why? Because the Yom Rav Yudah Mashmuel, Mishum Rav Yishmael, name of Rav Yishmael, the Pasuk says like this, V'hi lo nisposh asura, a married lady, if she wasn't forced, but she lived with another man, she becomes a Saita, and she's also to her husband. So let's say though she was forced, she was an oinis, then the locher is muteris, then she's mutter to her husband. But we make a dig, it says, v'hi, she, mashma, but it's a dig, it says, he, mashma, v'yesh lo chacheres, there is another type over here, sha'afal pi shaloi nisposha, even though she was not forced, she had a bia v'rotzoin, muteris, still she's mutter, she's not a din soita. She's allowed to live with her husband. What's the case like this? This is the case of a Gdusha Tois, which means one of two things. A Gdusha Tois either means they made a mistake when they first got married, like the person said he was a Kohen, and it comes out he wasn't a Kohen. So Gdusha was not Chal at all. Or else Gdusha Tois means by Mian, means there was she only married because of her mother married her off. And lady, she's Mamayin, that's like a Gdusha Tois, Gdusha is not Chal at all. So the case is over here, that Shafa Pisha Bno Mukabak Seifa, even though she's already Gdola right now, and she has a kid, but still Mama Menes, she has a right just to say goodbye to her husband, Voilechis, and goes away. And so that's what Rabbi Shmuel dashed. But still, the Nimnu Vigomru, they got together and made up psychologically, and said like this, Ad Mosfai Habas Mama Menes, until how old can a girl be that she can still make Mian? So it says what at Shetovish Te Cyrus, until she brings 2 years, but once she brings 2 years, that's it. So that was the Nimru V'gomru that we passed the Mashmanam like Rabbi Yudah. That we passed like the Chum in the Mishnah, that once she has a Din Gedola, once she has Te Cyrus, then you can't have Mian anymore. So the Mora says, Echami Pirish V'yavad Uvda, that they stopped and they did not act that way. With his daughter Rabbi Shmuel, they did not let him make Mian. Since she already had a kid, she was ready gedola, so I told her nothing doing, you can't make miyun, but rather you're going to have to wait until you receive a get. Mor says same thing, uvda v'loyovd uvda. Uvda, yeah, she says, first loyovd uvda, yeah. V'loyovd uvda. Reb Yitzchok v'talmidid Rabbi Chanina, Reb Yitzchok yin the Talmud of Rabbi Chanina, ovd uvda k'Rabbi Yudah. They passed like you, like Rabbi Yudah. They even acted like that. There was a case where a girl wanted to make Mian, and she was already Gedolah, and they said it was okay. And they held the Afagad the Nibla, Bigger Chiddush. Even though after she became Gedolah, after she had Shnei Cyrus, she lived with her husband, still they held that B is not done L'Shem Kedushin. She still only married Midrabon, and therefore Mian helps. What happened was, also Rav Shoma Baraba, this is the way Reb Yitzchak did. What happened was, Ozar Rav Shomon Bar Abba, Amru Kaimad Rav Yechanan, said over in front of Rav Yechanan. And Ozar Rav Yechanan, Amru Kaimad Rav Yudah, Rav Yechanan went, said over in front of Rav Yudah, Nisiyah. So what happened was, Shoda Bolsha, he sent back a Bolsha, Bolsha usually means a Chayla Noami, and Viavkua, he said, no, nothing doing, Rosh Hashanah Mibailo Achara, and Chinisa Bimian Zer, they keep asking, no, that the Mian does not help. And therefore she said goodbye to her first husband, and she remarried a second husband. She holds no, she's still married to the first husband, Midrabonin, or even Midiraisa, since they made B already. And therefore she's also with the second husband, who I did, she's also to her first husband also. That's called Viafkua. Because they hold that you can't make Mian once she becomes a Gedola, and she lives together with a husband, so we hold that B is like being done the Shem Kedushin. So now they're married Midiraisa, and therefore, shneiz a get, it's not enough to have Mian. Talmud says, Omar Rav Chizda, Omar Mar Ukfa. Now, that of Yudah says she can make Mian, Ad Sheyaba Ashach, until there's a lot of black here, Loy Sheyaba Ashach, not that there's a lot of black here, there, It's enough that two hairs are long enough that they're like fold over and veneers you can see them. Or veneers kemisha yir bashach al alovin. It just looks like there's a lot of black here than more than the white. That's all. Not that you have to have a lot. Yeah. Rashi just says shnei sarus shorchus means sheruchos have to be long. Rav Omar, yeah, Rav says, Rav Omar, shtei sarus hamakifos misof lesofa. You have to have two hairs that go like from one side to another side. That's what it means. Not really black here, not really a lot of black here, but it has to be two hairs that go from one side to another side. Usually misofa means like from the rim. Here misofa means from one side to the other side. Yeah. Omar Rav Chelboy. Omar Rav Huna, shtei sairish omru, that we say if a girl has two hairs, she's called a gedela. Tzorach shiyo be ikron gumas. There has to be, that at the root of the hair, there has to be a guma, like a hole there. That's called sairish. But if there's no guma there, that's not called a sair. Rav Malkiyev Omar Rav, from Rav Malkiyev, Omar Rav Adab Arava, he also know that gumas, if there are like holes there, where the roots are, Afo P Shane Cyrus, then even though there's no hair there, that's also considered like she had Cyrus called the Gedela. So mainly if you have Cyrus, you do not have to have Gumais there. Omar Ravichanina Breda Ravika. He should know that Shvud, the lock about a Shvud, if a Shvud a spit breaks on Yomtif, if it's Muksana, you're allowed to use it or not. Real Shvokhat, that's the Machlekas Nigamor and Ksubis, how many Shvokhas you have to bring in for your wife. Real Svagumais, this halach over here, that if a Ketana, a girl, has a whole a guma there, there's no hair, just a guma, is that called Cyrus now? So these three halachas, Hishno Rav Malkiyev is the one that said these halachas. But the halacha blurious, that's a halacha about giving a goy a haircut, that you can't cut his hair if he does Lashem Avoy Dezara, if he leaves the middle of his hair grow, middle of his head, Ros Eifa Mikla, that's another halacha that if you have a tattoo on your body, so you cut yourself and you put ashes there, is that an issa of Ksavis Kak or not? Or also Gvina the halachas, what's the reason why Goyish achieves also? So these halachas was Rav Malkiyev. So two different people, there's Rav Malkiyev and Rav Malkiyev. So don't get mixed up, you should know clearly which one said which halachas. Rav Papa's a little bit different. Rav Papa says that Masnisin or Masnisa Rav Malkiyev. Or din that says in the Mishnah in the Braisa that Rav Malkiyev said over, or he explained the Mishnah. Shmaita to Astam Aloch in the Gemara, that's Rav Malkiyev. That's set off from Rav Malkiyev. The Simna, what's the Simna to remember? Masnisa Malchasa, that a Mishnah is like the Melech. So Rav Malkiyev, he's the one that set over, was explaining the Alochas of the Mishnaisim. So it's time to know clearly which one said which Alocha. My B'nai, what's the difference between these two Pshatim, between the Papa's Pshat and the first one? Yigir B'nai Shvachas, the Shalu, who said the Pasha, the Alocha about a Shvachas? That's about maids. That's a loch in Gemara and Ksubis. How many maids you have to bring in to give your wife? Or the Shalas, if she has that many maids, what obligation does she have to do? What work does she still have to do? So that's not mean who said it. Did Rav Malkiyev said it? Since that's the Mishnah, so according to Rav Papa, it was Rav Malkiyev that said it. And according to Tanakama, it was Rav Malkov that said it. The Gemara says, Omer Rav Ashi, Omer li mazutra. Kosher bo Rabbi Chanina Misura. Chinuch had a question. He had a question. It was bothering him like this. It was bothering Rabbi Chanina Misura. Le lishtamit tanav yashmin and gumais. Like if you tell me now that such a story, the Venetia just has a hole there, like not here, just a guma. That alone is a simin nairi simin of a gadoilo. So how come no mission ever said like that? Le lishtamit tanav yashmin and gumais. How come no mission in the whole shas doesn't say it? If that's the truth, so this is like this. Iyashmin, if the Gemara would have said Gumais, Iyashmin and Gumais, Habamin, I would have thought to say, Chiyu Shtei Cyrus. I would have thought to say this, you have to have two hairs, Bishtei Gumais, in two different holes like. Kamashmon, the Kiddush says no, the Afilu Shtei Cyrus, the Gumachas is also good. So that's why it doesn't want to say the Pasha of Guma by itself. Because Allah Kareem, you would have made a mistake then. The Allah yields is, even if you have two hairs coming out of one like hole there, that's also called a simin gdoila. So the question was, is this true? Omika kai gadun, is it true what you're saying? Is there anything like this? Do you have such a case like this? that you could have two hairs coming out of the same hole. Is that true? I'll bring you proof not like that. That it says, V'yoksir, it says like this, Asher b'sarva, the pasuk says, Asher b'saro yishufenu, v'har be'psotzim chinam, that he would like, he have said, if someone would break me in anger, so he said, there's a lot of wounds, he had a lot of wounds already. Har be'psotzim chinam. The Yom Rav says like this, Iyov like cursed, Iyov b'saro chirif. He like cursed, mentioning of an anger, b'saro with anger. And a shivu v'sar kosh baruch Hu also answered him back with an anger like. So chiruf is like this. Chiruf b'saro b'shivu b'saro. Chiruf omri is uyu said like this. When he cursed Hashem, he said like this. Omri l'fon rebbeinu shalom. Shem ruach saro over l'fonecha. Like maybe a bad wind like or an anger came in front of you. And neschal folucho ben oyev liyuv. You made a mistake between Eiv and an Oiv. Means Eiv and an enemy. Like you're putting all these bad punishments upon me. So what happened was, Bissar Shivu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered him back also like in an anger. It says, V'yana Hashem, Hashem,